Now, we don't typically talk with college basketball players about the Houston Texans, but you're not just any old college basketball player, are you, Thomas?
I am. And, you know, I might have had some recent success and, you know, some success over the last 4 years, but I'm just like every other dude out there, you know, just enjoying me some football.
What's the last month been like for you?
Pretty hectic. And it's hectic but fun, you know, and you can't have you know, a large amount of success without, you know, this coming soon after. So that's something, you know, even though it has been hectic, something I thank God for, you know, for putting me in this position.
You and the Lumberjacks had this thrilling ride, not just, you know, this month, but really the last few seasons. What was it like after the tournament getting to actually play on the court where your favorite football team plays football games?
It was a blast, and, you know, it's a big place. You know, a little bit, even though I've been in there, you know, looked down, never really looked up. And, you know, so it was pretty neat to get to see that and be on the court where, you know, it's such a fun event and the Final Four happens and, you know, of course, where the Texans play.
What did you see as far as shooting the ball? Did you buy into that idea that, oh, it's a bad venue for that? Because some people say there's no way that that's true. Villanova put up 90-some points the other night. Others say it's horrible. What did you see when you were actually playing in the All-Star game on Friday?
Well, it was, you know, kind of different. You know, the first couple shots you get out there, you think, you know, I'll just go shoot a layup instead of shooting a three this time. And, you know, just throughout warm-ups. But then, you know, you shoot a couple shots and then muscle memory kicks in. And, you know, you don't really pay attention or let it affect you that much. At least that was my experience. But I know the teams that got, you know, those shoot-around times that they had done. So obviously Villanova didn't have a problem with it. They had adjusted pretty well to it.
All right, let's talk some Texans with you. You've been a fan for a long time. Favorite player?
Oh, come on. J.J. Watt.
Have you met him, talked to him ever?
I've never met him or talked to him. It's definitely, you know, a dream of mine. You know, I think he just stands for everything that's right. You know, hard work, perseverance, you know, a little underrated coming out. And, you know, so I'm definitely excited to see where he takes us this next year.
And your parents, they've been season ticket holders for a while, so needless to say, you've been to some games, haven't you?
Definitely. Yeah, we've usually go to about 3 or 4 games a year where I get to go to. You know, it's been kind of busy these last 4 years, but, you know, we'll try to make it to as many as I can.
Best game you've been to in NRG Stadium?
Shoot. Well, my dad would tell you there is no good games when I go because they always lose when I go. And actually, we had 3 tickets, and he told me to stay at home one time because every time I go, we lose. So it hasn't been too many.
Well, what's your favorite Texans memory then? If you weren't there, when you think of the Texans and you get the happiest, what makes you happiest?
I think it's the atmosphere. You know, I think it was J.J. Watt's Nae Nae dance. I think after or. It was the fumble recovery return for a touchdown. I think it was 1 or 2 years ago. I can't remember.
The Colts.
Yeah. And so that was I was excited. You know, the place is just erupting. You know, he's pumping up the crowd. And so I think that atmosphere, you know, is what kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up. And so exciting.
What did you think of the video of him dunking right after the groin surgery about a month or two ago?
It's pretty impressive. The man is pretty explosive. He needs to work on his crossover. But I think, you know, if he put a little time in, he could definitely be NBA bound.
How about a couple of the real basketball players on the Texans? You got DeAndre Hopkins, played a little bit at Clemson, and then you had Brock Osweiler, who Gonzaga wanted him as a freshman in high school. What have you seen about them? What do you know about their game?
I haven't seen any clips on them yet. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind, you know, me and JJ taking them on a little 2-on-2 game.
Throwing down the gauntlet. I like it. Yeah. What's next for you over the next month, 2 months, 3 months?
You know, I got a couple things coming, a couple of invitational things that it'll be pretty important for me to perform well at. And really looking forward to, you know, seeing where that takes me as far as, you know, NBA looks and whatnot. And really, really excited to see what my future holds.
You know, and as a Lumberjack, I got to ask you this. What have you thought about the Battle of the Piney Woods? I know the outcome hasn't gone the way you like, but you certainly have loved going to those games and seeing those games, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a blast and a really, really neat, you know, deal having it at NRG. And, you know, not every school gets to play at such a neat venue like that. And, you know, for it to be the rivalry game and, you know, I'm really looking forward to SFA kind of, you know, taking that that torch back.
Now, I know you got your sights set on the NBA in this fall, but what about the Texans this fall? What are you hoping for? What are you expecting?
Playoff bound and, you know, anything can happen from there, baby.